Determining the effectiveness of a new vaccine is sometimes easier than measuring success in treating patients with mental illness. Commentator Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts. She remembers one patient she thought was making real progress.
He had been a gentle and opaque presence on the unit for longer than the EKG machine and the wall paint. We had to check the chart to remember what color his eyes were. He said only a handful of words anyone could understand. In team, we decided to inundate him with human contact. We would interest him in reality. Each week, one team member would take him to the garden and the library. Another would take him to groups. I would take him to tea. He followed us everywhere we suggested. He looked at books and watered cabbage. With me, he opened the cafeteria door and always paid for himself. We sipped tea in silence. We sipped it in silence for months. Silence is unnatural, so I began to babble. Babbling is unnatural, too. A person is not a body of water. But once a week, dunking a tea bag in a styrofoam cup just to hear the noise, I babbled about the weather, world travel, pets, politics. The patient listened with a kindly expression. Occasionally he would stand up, lead me to the door, and open it. One morning, I began to babble about science. Cloning had been in the news again. I dropped some words about nucleotides, molecular genetics, and medical research. "Oh, you mean the DNA and the RNA," he said. It was as if a drawer long stuck had been oiled. "That's my research, the DNA and the RNA, the vitamin C, too. Linus Pauling studied with me. We took the Nobel Prize." He couldn't talk fast enough. All these years in the privacy of his double occupancy room, he'd been doing intensive research on topics so arcane and complicated it was hard for a listener to grasp. He tried to explain them. Something about a cure for genetic depression having to do with the chemical compounds of the helix and megadoses of vitamins and oils. "I'm getting close to presenting it to you, doctor people," he said. From stupid habit, I glanced at my watch. I had to go. An essential and uninformative committee meeting had begun. There was an attendance sheet to sign and no escape. We walked to the elevator. "No one talks here," he said. "It's been lonely." "We would be honored if you would talk to us," I said. It was the breakthrough you dream of. The drawer, the door, the bridge. I couldn't wait for the next tea bag. The next week came and the one after that. We went for tea. I brought in articles on molecular biology and mulled the benefits of megavitamin therapy aloud. I dropped names of scientists and asked about Pauling. He never spoke of his work again. Months passed. I joined another committee. They reproduce like rabbits in a hospital. The teas tapered to every other week, then once a month. Then they stopped. It was like giving in to gravity. We meet in the hall now. He touches his cap or gives a gentle wave. There are so many questions I want to ask, but none he seems to want to answer.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.